Republicans in the U.S. Senate are decrying the health care bill passed by the Finance Committee yesterday. Only one Republican, Maine's Olympia Snow, crossed party lines to vote for it. Now leading Democrats in the Senate will meld the Finance Committee version with one passed over the summer by the Health Committee. Alaska's Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski sits on the health panel and voted against that bill. She's not much happier with the latest finance version. Murkowski spoke today as a member of the Republican leadership team after her party's weekly Senate luncheon. She says a recent report by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office shows the Finance Committee bill won't add to the federal deficit is raising questions in Alaska.
The headlines suggested that this is all good news. Well, the folks back home were asking me, well, what does it really mean? What does it mean to be deficit neutral? But more importantly, what does it mean to me and my family? What is this going to do? What is this health care bill going to do to my insurance that I have? And when I can't come back to them and tell them with any degree of certainty that, no, this is not going to increase your premiums, they won't want to know, well, how much and why?
Republicans say the health care legislation will end up costing the government hundreds of billions of dollars in the years not covered by the budget report, but many Democrats disagree. The Finance Committee bill would expand insurance coverage to 29 million people who won't otherwise have it. Nearly all Americans would be required to have a policy, but low and moderate income families would get subsidies to buy them. The plan would be paid for by fees on insurance companies, drug makers, and the makers of medical devices. There would also be taxes on so-called high-end Cadillac plans. Murkowski says she fears that will come out of Americans' pockets.
And if the president has said we're not going to be increasing taxes on the middle class, on those of lesser means, then how can this be that, in fact, my taxes will be increased?
There's another option on the table. The U.S. House Committee's versions of health care legislation would be paid for by taxing the wealthiest Americans. Murkowski has said she does want to see a health care bill, but says Democrats in Congress are moving too fast crafting legislation. She says she's heard from Alaskans who do see good elements in the effort. Murkowski says they tell her they want to see some insurance industry practices stopped, such as denying coverage of pre-existing conditions. The Senate Finance Committee bill does not include a public option. Rather, it would create nonprofit member-owned cooperatives that would compete with insurance companies. Even though the Finance Committee's bill is being hailed as moving Congress further along the path to health care reform than it has been in decades, there's still much work ahead. The bills in the Senate and House have to be merged in their respective houses, then passed by the full bodies, and then merged with each other. The president says he hopes to sign a bill into law by the end of this year.